Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh, the Potter's House. Yeah. Hawkins. Yeah, something Hawkins. Yeah. Muruti, what are you doing?
Ao ntate nna ke mosotho ke tseba fela le konopile morena ntate tse dingwe tsela
ke basotho ba kwetse difela tse di maatla ntate Hawkins
ga ba kena ka goro ntate a o nna bona ke mathata
ntatemathatano ke a bona
Walter,
the husband is Walter Hawkins. Walter Hawkins. Yeah, the husband is Walter Hawkins. I used to be very much in love with music, Mfundisi. Can I get that music? Hohola. Hey, so, when it comes to music, we're not going to feel like a memory. Hohola mo. Hey, girl. Hohola. So, Mari, get a magriya there. They must smell like a Tracy. Tracy is some Hawking. I think Edwin Hawking, man. Okay, Murudi, there's nothing to give at Ayana.
I'm not walking, I'm sitting.
Walter Hawkins. Okay, Murudi. Dumela, Murudi.
Dumela, Murudi, Mwavile, Mama Medi, Ba Aoba, Rate, Ang, Ba Hope FM, that. Aho, that.
Aoba, too. Norila, Hamudi, Murudi, Wak. Yes, Mfundisi. And, tonight we are talking about something different, talking about the power of angels. And we're looking at the angels in the Bible, the angels in our lives, more especially.
What is
the word saying about that, Mfundisi? Do you think, Mfundisi, are we taught enough about the angels and the ministries of angels?
No, Mruti. I remember when I did my studies angelology. It's like I was just scoring. I don't think even the introduction of what angels are all about, because the more now you go deeper, Mruti, with your... You know, my son mentioned something very profound. He said to me, it is never about the religion, but it is a relationship. So if you don't have relationship with the God that you serve, then everybody, you'll follow. And if you are grounded and fully immersed with the knowledge of who he is, then you'll know exactly. I remember I had some discussion earlier with one of the theologians, and we said, look, the theologians vary between Malachi and Matthew. It is 400 years. And during that time, Mudimu Natuzi Asabui, you know, and I said, hey, I'm struggling to believe that, because when God speaks, he creates. We know the power of God is that when he speaks, he creates. So, umplela ore, now, how is Amuki that they go rahabu ina? You know, I have a challenge here. So how and also Muki, how little Rahu with that? I'm a challenge. Oh, no. But yeah, it was just something that we were like, you know, discussing, and we happened to come across that. Look, some of the things, as far as God is concerned, we need to be fully equipped, and also have what we call Murutimuabi personal revelation of who God is in your life. Because sometimes, katela yeo mudimo asha hankating umuruti muabi. Asi katela yeo muruti mudimo akrosha hankating umaladi. The same God. And Kyuka Bibili said he's omniscient, he's omnipresent. Now, He's the God of the now. I mean, the highly yesterday, we are not is. I mean, it is still today. The highly tomorrow, we are not, it is still today. He's the God of the now. Now, when we come into the issue, yeah, the power of angels, Muruti. This is one of the powers that we highly undermined and also neglected as much as, you know, also ostracized in each and every journey. When coming to our life of faith. And having said that, we remember that one day the Bible says Jacob was taking a journey, you know, after, you know, he robbed, you know, his brother's, you know, blessings. And now when he was traveling, the Bible says, then he became exhausted and out of fatigue, he decided to take a nap. And now Haroba Layaba Ongali Wale Sam. Now Haroba Timsiu, then he saw a ladder connecting, you know, Lefasi Lelihodi. And on the same ladder, he saw angels going up and down on the same ladder, meaning what? There was some sort of connection between the world of questions and the world of answers. And the only people who became messengers to connect the two were angels. And now when Jacob woke up, you know, in the morrow, he decided to anoint the stone, so anengabili showed masona, and named the place Bethel, which is the house of God. He said, "Kaneti mudimute mona," and I did not know. Then now when we revisit Muruti Mwabi, you know, this entire thing, then it comes now to our realization that angels are not what we may think they are. In fact, rather than you know angels being cute or entertaining, also manipulative, because what we need to understand here is that the study teaches that they are an awesome force, Muruti. I mean, when we talk about the angels, we are talking about an awesome force.
What do you mean by awesome force, Mfundis? If you can maybe clarify that to us.
Kure is one of the most important, you know, forces that we need in life.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as much as now, kure kimakha amakhe Muruti, you know, Eloring, we are needed in this journey. But as much as angels, you know, regarded as an awesome force, we must also identify and also understand that we have what we call negative angels and positive angels. And then you realize that in our journey of faith, you know, negative angels, that is what many people, they call demons. You know, and but having said that, Muruti, the study says, continue by saying, we are surrounded by this awesome force. I mean, even in our insight, meaning what, everywhere we go, each and every decision we take, each and every step we take. Sometimes you are taking a journey, and now you know, as I'm driving home, you know, after three streets, I must turn right. And out of the blue, that day when you are driving, there is a some voice, "No, today don't turn right, turn left." And we found you arguing the entire thing. Then you turn left, and after 2 hours, the same street, there was a terrible accident that happened there, and people died. And now you were guided by this awesome force, not knowing. And sometimes, you believe God for something. Let's say maybe you believe God for property. You know, there are certain things that you want to buy. And when you look at their price and when you look at your budget, you know, you don't happen to meet the budget. But now the other day when you wake up in the morning, you know, something irrelevant. No, just take a walk today. Don't drive. Take a walk and take the third street. Now, when you reach the third street, you come to the same, you know, maybe house or apartment that you wanted to buy all these years. That day, exactly with the budget that you are having, and you are guided, Mruti Mwabi, by this and awesome force. But now, again, we need to understand Mruti Mwabi, because many people, you know, as much as they are fully immersed in the knowledge of who God is, or they claim to know who God is, the challenge is, we have people, by learning after so many years, they are still struggling to identify the voice of God. We have a challenge here about how Mota Hori. How did you hear him? How do you know it's him? Yes. What was? Because many people who hear him are, and that is the same heart, Eloring. They have a really anger. That is the same heart that they have a really bitterness and unforgiveness. But Mutona Utwa, out of that same heart, Mudimu Abul Helena, it comes. We still have that challenge. After so many years claiming to walk with God, there are people, by learning still, they don't know the voice of God. And reason being, Mruti Mwabi, many are caught, but few are taught. Because how ka level, you know what drives the entire thing? We just want people to come and accept Jesus. We want people to come, bapa misema tsoho, and accept Jesus. And there is a saying, Mruti, you know, that I always quote, that biblical principle not applied, you know, results in activity, you know, I mean, biblical principle not applied results in activity without productivity. And which prohibits production in one's life, reproduction in the lives of others, and normally lead to spiritual abortion. And this is where the challenge comes, because the Bible says angels are meant to serve us. The Amen. Reason why angels are here is to serve us,
yes.
Not the other way around. Whenever, you know, the help arises, whenever the need arises, you need to instruct, you need to command the angelic forces to come into the picture and help you. But now if you have, you know, landed into what we call, you know, spiritual abortion, that is where now you become a soulish, you know, Christian, a person alluring everything ever can we understand, you know, in the world of answers, you know, why exaggerate, you know, depending on your feelings and also your level of intellect. Mm-hmm. And now this is where the challenge comes, because Mutu in his tripartite form, he serves the spirit and then the living soul, and he lives in the body. Now, as long as you as the spirit in your spiritual form, you are forever connected to the world of answers, which is the light. That means to say, in your soul where your mind is, where your highest level of intellect is, and so it's your emotions and your will, will be enlightened. But now, if you have spiritual emotion, where do you get instructions from?
Mm.
And now this is where now we neglect Muruti Mwabi, and also you know we became blind, you know, and limited in understanding when coming to the influence of angels.
One thing, Muruti, then we cannot talk about angels and not mention. Number one is that the scriptures, what the scriptures are saying about angels. Number two, that the sizes of angels, because I've heard people preaching strange things about angels. For instance, and you ask yourself, but how big or how small are the angels?
No. Look, Muruti. What the physicist or the scientist call the particles, you know, in the level of energy, you know, in the spiritual realm, that is what we call angels. But that means we have billions and billions. I mean, even zillions of angels. Because harily more le fatimo mrutimad, harily more le fatimo. We need to understand the word. Before na relenda mo, everything was prepared on our behalf. That means the angels were there before us. And now butata kiboelo ngilaga bo mention na mruti wore. More is caught than is ever taught. We are forever chasing, you know, after converts, than also having disciples. And remember, Ori, many people ba sa rutwang wikemela. People ba loring ba rutwe would depend on momotum. As the Bible says, cursed is the man eloren tsepo ya hai e momotum. They struggle for the longest of time to navigate their life through their spiritual journeys, because theirs, you know, they are not everything that they think of. It must come from the pastor behind the pulpit. And now, if Muruti I see, then the entire, you know, body of Christ will be in challenge, because now this man is not yet, you know, this whole thing is not yet revealed to them. And I'm saying this, Muruti, I'm saying this because the study has taught, you know, for thousands of years that angels are everywhere. Meaning, we're everywhere more than you are surrounded. And what people don't know, especially Runa Bailoring, you know, we were called to proclaim the good news. We are surrounded by so many angels. It's not even funny. Remember the story of the man by the name of Elijah, Muruti Mwabi. He had, you know, Elijah, he had a challenge where, you know, there was this army in America, because now this man was connected to the world of answers. This man, and he will always report to the king. But now the Bible says, when he was attacked, you know, and making sure, this time he will never run away from us. One of his disciples asked him, he said, today. And what he said, you know, he, instead of answering him, because now this man was now influenced by negative energy, Elijah said, Murena, bula masho haya abon. And when he opened him, Murena, ha bula masho haya amoya, there were angelic forces, mainly than whoever Bane Baba surrounded. And when he first told this guy, he did not know until his spiritual eyes were open. And now, many people, they are led, they are blinded when coming to the spiritual things. That is why there is a study telling, it reveals this thing to us, worry. What you see with your naked eyes is 1% of what is really happening. Because if your spiritual eyes can be open, and we're born in Tote as a halam, in the spiritual world, you will be, some people can even run mad. I mean you can lose your mind, because there are a lot of things around you, because that is why when we guard Armenia at times, you know, to come before the Lord, we have people by Lord that they are still coming to maintain their positions and to maintain their level of arrogancy, not realizing that our coming into that place is to deal with serious stuff. And some of those things is to connect you to your purpose. Why are you here? Why God allowed you to be here? Out of so many people who failed along the way, out of so many people who died, along the way, why God kept you? Why God gave you the chance to know about Him? Why Mudimu Aubuluki? Mudimu Maka Emwena? We happen to limit people into mentoring them and nurturing them into the knowledge of who God wants Mapilonga Bonamuki. Mm. Why? Because we want to lord over people.
All right. Okay. Fundis, as I always know. Say, Nago A gets jealous, you know, every time we are busy with topics such as this. But I believe this is one topic that needs to be discussed on a regular basis so that we can be able to know angels and their ministries. And hopefully, how they work and what their purpose here on earth, many things would be avoided, including unnecessary accidents. Fundis, I'm left with 30 seconds. Your contact details, please.
072-316-3117.
072-316-3117.
Fundis, yes, sir. Thank you so much,
Bishop
blessed.
David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, opening our eyes, not just our eyes, but our awareness of angels so that we can know who they are and what they're here for. Go and do your own research. Until we meet again. Bye-bye.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.